All right, step six for healing essentials, triggers and coping. So, healing does not just take place in the body, as we have talked about. It is the mind, the spirit, the body. And we live in a life that's full of challenges, full of things that like to get under our skin. And we are at different levels of being able to handle those. Our capacity for what we can handle on a daily basis fluctuates. We're human, and that is okay. The more we learn how we interact with the world, the more power we gain. For most people, triggers are going to be different, and how we handle those triggers will be different. For example, I do not get road rage, but my best friend has horrible road rage. And so, people doing what they gotta do when they drive does not trigger me, does not affect me by any means. But when people drive around my best friend, she gets triggered very quickly, upset, sweating, cussing. And this creates a physiological difference within our bodies. Triggers can be a smell of food to trigger you wanting to maybe cheat on a diet. It can be an emotional trigger that may make your cortisol come up. It could be a trigger that happens at work. That maybe can do both, that may ignite you to want to walk away from your desk. And maybe you find yourself walking to the vending machine to help deal with that trigger. I want to point out that within this journey, for the body to truly heal, it needs to be in a state where your body is relaxed, absorbing, digesting, and healing. And this is controlled by your parasympathetic nervous system. The counter system is called your sympathetic nervous system. And it is your sympathetic nervous system that is ignited and activated in a stress state. So when the body is in a fight or flight, and it sends signals to the body to stop digestion, to stop bowel movements, to stop absorption, it halts everything. And it sends up cortisol so we can store anything for later because we're not going to utilize it. And it gets us ready to fight or to flight. And the thing is, the system does not know the difference between us encountering a bear in the woods while we're camping and a trigger within our daily life. Most of our society, we live a high stressed life where we are being triggered all day. And so we are living in a state of stress with our sympathetic nervous system being stimulated. So this creates a more acidic environment with our body, and it stops the breakdown and absorption of our foods. Those suffering with a depression, high anxiety, panic attacks, you're having outbursts of these chemicals happening. And some of you may not be at that state, which is everyone's at a different spot. The goal is to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system and to live in this parasympathetic nervous system state of relaxation, absorption, healing, digestion, bowel movements, everything flowing, everything working as long as possible. I'd say 95% of the time. Because the catch is, the body cannot run off both at the same time. Only one is going to be in control of what signals the body is going to be receiving. There are ways to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. And again, this is a practice. And it is important for your healing journey. The body cannot heal if you are not actively working on living in your parasympathetic activated state. Examples on how to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. One, deep, long breaths. Meditations. Another are deep humming noises that are down in the lower part of your throat into your chest. The high-pitched noises, like that, stimulate your sympathetic nervous system. So you want your deep moans, those. Other ways to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system would be resting your tongue in water and saliva in your mouth. Soaking your face in cold water. Exercise. Enemas. The true key here is having the awareness of what is going on in your body and then understanding your triggers. So that way, A, you can avoid the trigger and never have your sympathetic nervous system stimulated, or B, be able to catch the physiological changes as quickly as possible after you are triggered. So that way you can initiate deep breathing or go for a walk or hum or put on a meditation or whatever it is you have to do in that moment to stop the stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system and to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. So as you journal about your triggers, as you mentally walk through your day, as you journal and plan it out, understanding what your triggers are, take notice of what your coping mechanisms are for each trigger. What do you normally do? How do you normally handle that stress? Is it eating? Is it yelling? Is it crying? What is it? And then give yourself some options of coping skills to try that will stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. so the body can stay in a healing state. You have the tools now. You have the awareness. You have the dedication. You know you're worth the time for this. You have set the boundaries everywhere you can set the control, and now it's the external triggers. And I cannot stress this enough. This is your physiological reactions that make the tie between your mental state and your mental health with your physical health. And this is science, this is biochemistry. These are your hormones, these are the signals within your body. And this is powerful. This is the make or break to really shift and keep the body in a healing state. This is also a practice. As you go through the day, you may find that one positive coping mechanism after a few weeks starts to irritate you. We'll use an example of a trigger happening at work. And for the first few weeks, you were able to do some deep breathing at your desk. You found a mantra that helped relax you. You felt your shoulders relax, your hips relax, your jaw relax, your eyes relax. Able to take deep breaths, change the mindset, and stay relaxed for the rest of the day. It never escalated you. And after a few weeks, you found that that deep breathing and that relaxation wasn't coming as easy and as natural, and it was even causing more frustration and more uneasement. That is okay. That means that physical change is happening. You are doing a great job. When you make changes like this, when you make changes that are so embedded into your subconscious kind of kicks in and says, wait a second. We have never reacted to this like this, and things are about to change inside of us. Are you sure that you want this to change? And it's in these moments that it is pivotal for you in your brain to say, yes, I'm sticking to this. I want this to change. This needs to change. I choose to be relaxed and to not allow this to be a trigger. And the body says, okay, reconfigures. And that is a step into what is going to be a new normal. This is the change. I'm sure you've heard things usually get worse before they get better. It's really the body just trying to bring your attention to let you know change is happening, even if it's for the good. It does not mean that you have to force yourself to do the same positive coping skill that was causing you the dis-ease. If after a few weeks you're feeling that tension and discomfort from that shift happening, you can get up and go for a walk. It's not making the decision to torture yourself by doing deep breathing every time you're triggered. It's making the decision to not be triggered to a physiological response to stop your healing process. I'm going to say that again. The decision is not that you will do this one positive stress coping skill no matter what. The decision is you are choosing to handle triggers differently to where they are not causing a physiological stress and stimulating your sympathetic nervous system to stop your healing process. You are choosing to continue healing and to align with your body for relaxation, absorption, digestion, and health. Congratulations on taking on week 6 or number 6 of the Healing Essentials. I am so proud of you for where you are on your healing journey. I am so proud of you. Continue to journal. Continue to deepen the relationship with yourself and understand each part of your relationship with yourself and the world around you. I will see you in the next step.